It was a show of unity at the White House today. Barack Obama and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu tried to take a very visible step back toward normal relations. It's a relationship that's been deeply strained by Israel's settlement policies, the Israeli naval raid off Gaza, and the lack of meaningful peace negotiations with the Palestinians. Our Washington correspondent Michael Colton has this report.
Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I want to welcome him back to the White House.
This time they actually showed their faces and talked. The last time the Israeli leader was here back in March, things were so sour between him and Barack Obama, the White House wouldn't even release a photograph of the two. An icy and unmistakable snub of the Israeli leader. Today, just the opposite.
Our relationship is continuing to improve, and I think a lot of that has to do with the excellent work that the Prime Minister has done, so I'm grateful.
Netanyahu batted back the much-talked-about rift in relations by paraphrasing Mark Twain.
The reports about the demise of the special U.S.-Israel relationship aren't just premature. They're just flat wrong.
A rift that could have become a rupture was threatening both leaders, Netanyahu because he damaged Israel's most important alliance, and Obama because he was risking the wrath of Jewish voters in the coming midterm elections. Middle East expert Martin Indyk.
I think there was a recognition on both sides, having stared into the abyss, that they both had an interest in repairing this relationship.
Today, the two leaders actually went out of their way to compliment each other. Here's Obama on the recent loosening of the blockade of Gaza.
The progress that's been made in allowing more goods into Gaza. We've seen real progress on the ground.
Netanyahu on Obama's push to intensify sanctions against Iran and its nuclear program.
And I urge other leaders to follow the president's lead.
There were even some tantalizing hints on the core issue and the most contentious, Middle East peace.
The president and I discussed concrete steps that could be done now, the coming days, and the coming weeks.
Obama, without spelling out a precise timeline, pressed Netanyahu to move from the current indirect negotiations with the Palestinians to more meaningful face-to-face talks.
We expect those proximity talks to lead to direct talks, and I believe that the government of Israel is prepared to engage.
Former Middle East peace negotiator Aaron David Miller says today creates, as he put it, a useful calm, but still a false one.
Because the farther you go in this peace process and the bigger decisions that are required to be taken, the harder it's going to be and the greater the gaps.
Today's optics may have been better, but Miller believes Obama and Netanyahu remain two leaders who lack a genuine sense of partnership and simply don't trust each other very much. Michael Colton, CBC News, Washington.